It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
See, there it is.
Pine white, and it's got black veins on the wings, and the females have red along the black veins.
It's a white with black markings. It stays up in the ponderosa.
We're at the upper end of Gregory Canyon and the stretch between Flagstaff Road and the beginning of Long Canyon. This area is especially good for butterflies because the many different kinds of wildflowers here provide nectar and serve as host plants for butterfly larvae. Also, there are a lot of pine trees, which is the reason we have so many pine whites. Ron Butler and Steve have conducted monthly butterfly surveys in Long Canyon for several years, and they have identified 65 species, including various swallowtails, little blues, sulfurs, painted ladies, and fritillaries.
Here's a fritillary that's nectaring on a purple monarda or bee balm plant. It's a kind of mint, and it's these monardas that draw hundreds of fritillaries to this area. Fritillaries are those big orange butterflies that you see flitting and zigzagging around as you're hiking. Some people mistakenly call them flitillaries because of their flitting flight, but it's actually a fritillary was the name for a Roman dice cup that had white spots on the side. And most of our fritillaries have white spots.
You know, the birds like to get the butterfly. And when you look at a butterfly, sometimes there's a bird beak bite out of the wings. They get their beak in the wings if they miss. Of course, if they get them, the butterfly's toast.
Here's a fritillary on Ron's hand. Ron just picked it up, and it has a damaged wing, but it's just gently fanning its wing and perched on his palm.
It just tickles slightly on my hairs.
If you're just really slow moving and you get close to butterflies, eventually you can just put your finger in front of them, and they like the sweat. And they just think of the sweat as another form of nectar. And then you can just hold it on your finger. Now I'm holding this fritillary on my finger, and I'm going to pass it to Ruth Carroll. It's fun to just pass the butterfly, and it's very content to do this because we're sweating. It's hot today. So she's just going to put her finger in front of it.
I hardly feel it at all. It's so light.
It looks beautiful on her hand. We've got this bright orange fritillary on Ruth Carroll's hand.
Sometimes butterflies are attracted by the sweat on your nose, so you can just hold the butterfly up to someone's nose and it will stay there.
She's going to put it on Shelley's nose now. Oh, there it goes.
To reach this butterfly bower, drive 3.4 miles up Flagstaff Road and park at Realization Point, which is on your left, directly opposite the Flagstaff Summit turnoff.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carroll Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.